I know you only got a little bit of a taste of it, you know, in the mini camp in terms of the defensive scheme now, but have you had enough to digest and kind of coming into camp feel like, hey, I know where I'm headed here with my role?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, we had a, little taste of it, and I think during mini camp, my role was defined. And so now it's just, you know, just taking it, you know, underneath my wing and, you know, running with it.
How do you feel about going forward an awful lot more than throwing it in reverse? Because it looks like that's what's going to happen this year.
Forward's faster than going backwards. So, you know, anytime I can go forward, I'm all for it.
And then, you know, I think a lot of people underestimate you a little bit as a rusher. But I think your length, can you just maybe talk about how your length helps you in keeping those tackles from getting their hands into you? It's almost like you make contact first, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my arm length, my wingspan is, you know, over 7 feet. So, you know, if I can get my hands on you first, more cases than none, you won't be able to touch me. At that point in time, it's just, you know, whether to use your momentum against you or, you know, actually, you know, just bull you over. But at that point, you know, you look at me, you think he's small, you know, come with a little bull rush, switch it up, spin move, power move, pass rush move, you know, speed move, and then, you know, just make my way to the quarterback.
Not to say that you neglected pass rush moves per se last year, but this year, do you have to kind of shift your personal focus, you know, whether it's position drills in the practice setting where you're maybe focusing on that a little bit more, knowing you're going to be, as we said, having it in drive a little bit more?
Definitely more so, you know, focusing on, you know, my skill set, being that, you know, primarily a defensive end right now. And, you know, that's what defensive ends do. And, you know, that's just the role that I'm playing. That's the role that I want. That's the role that, you know, they give me the chance to play.
What do you think about setting a training camp in terms of developing an attitude for a defense? Is there, I mean, obviously you're learning the defense, you want to get comfortable with your jobs, but how much of a part of training camp is for a defense to have set a tone attitude?
I think it plays a small part, you know, in training camp, because, you know, we're really going against our guys, so we don't want to, you know, be a you know, have that attitude established against our guys, because, you know, we're one team. But, yeah, it does start here. You know, we, as far as the type of defense that you want, we want to be a very stingy defense, and that's what we have to do.
Every team, you know, deals with the physical, you know, it's a physical game. But like you said, in training camp, you're going against your guys. How does it, your run defense needs to get tougher, better anyway, or more productive, whatever you want to call it. What's the line there of being tougher, more physical versus, you know, being smart in training?
I think they go hand in hand. You know, this is a physical game, as you said, and as we play, and, you know, we have to take care of one another. And so it's not all about, you know, going in there trying to blow somebody up, but, you know, just give somebody a thud and let them know that you would have made that tackle. So instead of just, you know, trying to go in there, you know, like a speeding bullet, you know, just go in there, thud them up, make the tackle, and show them that you made the tackle. And I think that, you know, take care of both. You know, it improves your run defense, improves the offense, and, you know, it gets the job done.
Is there any, you know, not to get all pie in the sky here, but is there any nostalgic feel to the fact that, you know, there's a very good chance you and Mario on an awful lot of downs are going to be replicating the NC State looks of the college days, you know, with where you're lining up now?
Honestly, with the talented guys that we have at N, you know, there's anybody can play. And, you know, we just all going to be, I think that we have a good bunch of guys, a good group of guys where we can all just rotate, you know, and spell guys whenever they need them. So, you know, you never know. We might be on the same, you know, we might be on the field together, then again, we might not.
And with that in mind, can you maybe just speak to how Jerry, who seems to have a considerably different skill set from that of yourself, how that change of pace could very well help both of you from series to series when you're facing, you know, an offensive tackle who might not know what's coming next?
Very much so, because Jerry is, he's compact, but yet he's speedy also. And the type of game that he brings just his will, his hunger, his drive, his passion. You know, he's going to give offensive tackles a hard time. And, you know, he's more so of a getting close to your body type guy, where as I am, you know, I'd rather stay away from you and, you know, use my length, you know, as against you. And so, you know, having that, you know, those two tandems, you know, offensive tackles are going to have a hard time. They're not going to know. They're going to see one. They're going to see, and then, you know, they might see us both. So,
what do you think about, you know, you talk about thudding them up, and, you know, if you're fitting them up over the course of a day, defense has a good day, two good days in a row. How much of a rivalry do you think should there be in camp? Offense versus defense to push both each other along.
Rivalry is tough. Rivalry is tough. But the competition, you know, being competitive is always there. If somebody has a good day, you're pretty much going to hear chatter about it from that side. And, you know, the other side is going to have to, you know, respond to that the next practice or the next day or however, you know, some way, some shape, some form, going to have to respond to it. And so that is a good thing. You know, instead of just having one side of the ball always being, you know, dominating, you know, going back and forth, you know, offense winning, defense winning. And, you know, that builds camaraderie and it builds a team.